Good morning, doctor, and thanks for joining me, Wireless Wednesday and iHeartRadio. Dr. William Kastler, Deputy Health Officer and Lead Population Health Officer with IBM Watson Health. And doctor, the COVID-19 pandemic not only is affecting the pocketbooks and employment situations of lots of Americans and people around the world, it's also putting some undue and excess stress on individuals and families, and especially when it comes maybe to elderly and other people that feel that they're isolated from society or from what's going on. This is kind of a problem that's piggybacking on all the other things, isn't it?
Indeed. Even before the pandemic, we were recognizing that mental health and loneliness were hidden social public health problems, and then comes along COVID and worrying about our health and our economic disruption and the isolation and stress in our lives, and it's just added to it.
Yeah, we're going to talk about your mental health here first, and how is it really impacting the elderly who sometimes are having a difficult time as it is now. They can't get visits maybe from family members or friends, and problems maybe if they're in nursing homes or retirement communities. What can they do? What's their situation?
So the elderly are among the groups that really benefit from the social distancing because they're so much at risk of getting sick, but at the same time, they're very deeply impacted. And while technology is never a substitute for high-quality face-to-face interaction, technology can help during this period of distancing by adding gestures and pictures and nonverbals to voice communication. That can help orient people who may be confused and make it a higher-quality interaction. Apps can help access services. And there are certain technologies that can keep people safe and at home, tracking them with sensors and helping folks just to be connected.
Yeah, you guys have done a couple studies and research, and like you said, you showed that mental health was already kind of a global crisis, and this is adding to it. What are some of the symptoms maybe if you notice friends or family members maybe are having a difficult time? It's more than just anxiety, isn't it?
It is more than anxiety. People tend to get isolated, depressed, sad, not themselves, withdraw. It's so important. Just because we are all physically distancing doesn't mean we have to be socially distanced. And so reaching out to family and friends and loved ones, checking in through technology can be very, very helpful. And then making sure that folks who are isolated can stay connected.
And then also it affects the people that care or that are family members of the elderly. Maybe they can't make the regular visits. Maybe they've lost some of the contact with their family members, their elderly family members or friends. What can, you mentioned some of the technology that's available. What can they do also to kind of to ease that pain?
I think all of us who are experiencing pain and disruption have to put things into perspective. It's so important to take care of ourselves so we can take care of others, and that means finding some peace. It means taking care of oneself by doing things every day that we enjoy, even in the midst of all this craziness, by finding things to be appreciative of and grateful for, practicing mindfulness. These are all techniques, self-care techniques, that can help us to build our resiliency.
Yeah, I heard something on radio the other day that kind of a weird byproduct of this is that people that were already introverts or maybe like being alone, this has not affected them as much because that's how they led their normal lives. But is there still a danger for introverts, people that live alone that didn't mind that? Is there still some problems maybe for them also?
Sure. We all have a little bit of introversion and a little bit of extroversion, but even for the introvert, when you worry about getting food when there are shortages, when you worry about your health and your loved ones, when you don't have a choice between when to engage and when not to engage, all highly stressful. So I would say this is affecting introverts as well as extroverts in different ways.
We're all told to keep up with our physical activity, get some exercise. We can take walks and hikes and that type of thing. What can we do mentally to stay sharp, or what can people do mentally to stay sharp?
You know, just like the old adage of put the oxygen mask on yourself before helping someone else, it is self-care. It's taking time for yourself. There are some apps and online platforms that can help with mindfulness and relaxation. And, IBM has something called a mind gym, which goes through some of these exercises. There are hotlines available. And then for folks who are really struggling, remote visits with mental health providers.
Yep. Yeah, good point there. A lot of them have psychiatrists, psychologists have been really busy doing online visits through internet channels. So that's been great. We're wrapping up with Dr. William Kassler from IBM Watson Health here. And Doctor, where can people go, my listeners go, for more information, or maybe to maybe ease their fears as this is going to go on for another few months at least, it looks like?
On the web, ibm.biz/COVID Health.
Doctor, thanks so much for your help, all your guys' research. You guys do a great job. It's not definitely not all fun and games there with IBM Watson, but doing a great service. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.